Here's a thought I'm titling Spinal Tap Meets Photography. And I know for a significant portion of you who are familiar with the movie Spinal Tap, I could probably just stop because you'd get it. But for those of you who aren't familiar with the movie Spinal Tap and all of its hilarity, there is a scene that pertains to today's discussion in photography. At one point, Nigel Tufnel is showing the producer of the movie that the knobs on his guitar amplifier go to 11, which is so much better than if they just went from 0 to 10. And the Rob Reiner character says, well, why not just remark it to 10 and make it go louder? And Nigel Tufnel says, because it goes to 11. It's a funny scene. You probably have to watch the movie because my describing it isn't going to be very funny. But here's how it pertains to photography. Because if you hang around photography long enough, like I have, you get to observe these trends that sort of push things to 11. And they sweep across the photographic landscape and accomplish very little, at least very little that's meaningful in the long run. But nonetheless, they're like waves in a tsunami. Pretty soon, everybody's doing it. A good example is not too long ago, HDR was the thing. And it seemed like everybody wanted to do HDR portfolios. And here at LensWork, we were inundated with HDR work. I have no idea how these things start, but they do, and then everybody wants to do them. Other recent waves include in-camera movement. We've seen a lot of that of late. Lens babies, the grunge look. Looking back a little farther into history, I've seen trends that include printing the sprocket holes around our 35mm images. Lots of people did that for a while, and then it dried up and disappeared. Or process their film with extreme grain. And that was popular for a year or two, and then that dried up and blew away. The one that brought all of this to my attention was when Richard Mizrak decided to photograph burning cactuses in the desert at night with a flash. And suddenly, there were lots of people doing that, much to the chagrin of the cacti, I'm sure, as well as the park rangers, because it was so popular that they had to put a stop to it. These trends come and go, and I'm not sure I know what they're about. I think it somehow has to do with craving acceptance, with thinking that whatever everybody else is doing is popular, and so therefore we ought to do it too. I don't know. I'm not a psychologist. I can't decipher why such movements of the herd mentality tend to suck people in. But they do. And as a publisher, I can't help but feel that part of my responsibility is to give you at least a warning that such trends exist. And we're in the midst of one right now that I would love to wave a magic wand and just have disappear off the planet. And that is oversaturating your colors with the vibrance control. Why it is that we think that those hyped up, oversaturated, punched through the roof colors make our photographs more artistic or more meaningful or more expressive, I'm not really sure. But can I just say, please, photographic world, stop overusing the vibrance control to hypersaturate the colors. It hurts my eyes. And we really don't need vibrance cranked up to 11.
Copyright 2024, LensWork Publishing.